Ask God to help us do what he asks. That's what we all need to do. And that's the topic for this week's edition of Praying Pals. In prayer, we ask God to do things for us according to his will. But we also should ask him what we can do for him. Amen? We need to think his word, speak his word, and do his word. He loves us and wants us to love like he loves. Actively, sincerely, unabashedly. Let us love others with the power of the Holy Spirit. He loved us even when we were in rebellion against him and most unlovable. The God who loved us when we were his enemies and yet sent his son to die in our place. The God who made us in his image and yet we ignored and made other images of idolatry. The Almighty God who loves us. He alone deserves our 100% love and 100% loyalty. Think about this truth found in Romans 5, 6 through 8. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time, and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us, by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's the truth, my friends. Love. Let us love God and others. Love. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us love him and others actively and unabashedly this week and always. We need to get our focus off of ourselves and onto God and how we can love others with his love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you loved us even when we hated you and ignored you and tried to look at other things besides you. You loved us even then. We ask, Lord, that that powerful love of yours would just flow through us, even to our enemies. We know this is humanly impossible, but with you, all things are possible. And we just ask that the same love with which you have loved us would flow through us to everyone in our paths. We need your help so much to do this. We just ask for your fresh filling and anointing of your Holy Spirit, that we would do your work, speak your word, and do your word, and think your word every day. And Lord, we pray for all praying pals right now, all those who have sent in prayer requests. We ask for your best for each request. We pray for those who are grieving. Lord Jesus, please draw them close to yourself and comfort them as only you can. We pray with those who are missing loved ones that you would help them to sense your presence, which is constant. Help them to sense your love and your loving arms enfolding them and hugging them close to yourself. And Lord, we also pray with those who have not yet turned to you for the first time. We pray with those who want to know you, who want to repent and turn from sin and turn to you, God's Son, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would come into our hearts, cleanse us from our sin. We repent of our sin. We repent of looking at others and for fulfillment instead of looking to you, who fulfilled the requirements of God's justice on the cross. Thank you for bearing our punishment, Lord Jesus. Thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you for loving us even when we were unlovable and acting in a very unloving way to others. Help us, Lord, to love you and love others authentically and through the power of your Holy Spirit. We just love you and welcome you afresh in our lives, in our hearts. Please use us this week and every week to share your love and your truth, to walk in your spirit as your word commands, and walk in truth, walk in love. We love you, Lord. We just present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Please use us. Please use us for your glory and to share your story, the gospel, with the world, including our own backyards. We love you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. This is not going to necessarily be the most popular prayer tip of the week, but it is the most important. And that is to love God and love others in your prayers, including your enemies, because that's what God did for us on the cross. He died for us when we couldn't care less about him. He died on the cross for us, and he bore our punishment. Jesus Christ loved us and died for us and rose again for us. And we can love our enemies through the power of his love, through his Holy Spirit. We can do this. So let's focus on asking the Lord this week to love others, including our enemies, with his love through the power of his Holy Spirit, and to love God with all our hearts, all our souls, and all our minds, and all our strength, because that's what is most important, to love God and love others without compromise. Sound good? Well, I feel inspired too. So let's have a week focused on Jesus and enjoying Jesus every day, including at church today. And you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org, where thousands have signed up, and we can pray and keep focused on Jesus every day, not just Sunday. Thank you again, my friends, for listening. And thank you to all those at KCHE in Cherokee, Iowa, who helped make this program possible. Remember, God loves you. There is hope in him. And through Christ, we can win. God bless you, my friends.